This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. There will be 60 and even 70 degree weather this week along the Front Range, and it could set records, and that is likely dashing any hope for a white Christmas unless you're in the mountains. Denver's 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says historically the chance of snow falling on Christmas Day in Denver is actually only 14%.
Now, if you counted a white Christmas as having at least an inch of snow on the ground, it's about a 37% chance. So really, I think people imagine that Colorado is this snowy, gorgeous Christmas scene when really we don't often see snowfall on the actual day, at least here in town. The mountains will be a different story.
So far, the Front Range has only seen about 4 inches of snow this month. Normally, it's more than 20 inches. One of the new state laws that takes effect next week tightens regulations on the hundreds of gun shows held in Colorado each year. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods.
The law bars anyone under 18 years old from entering gun shows without a parent or guardian, and requires shows to ensure that each gun sale complies with Colorado's 3-day waiting period. Gun show operators also now have to implement security measures, share a security plan with local law enforcement, and carry liability insurance. On a second offense, they'll be charged with a Class 1 misdemeanor and banned from holding gun shows in Colorado for 5 years. The law does not apply to shows that only include antique firearms. It's one of several gun control measures passed during last year's legislative session.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. More than 50 people were rescued from a stalled ski lift in western Colorado yesterday. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office says after the lift stalled at Powderhorn Mountain Resort, the county's search and rescue helped remove 57 people over the span of 2 hours. No injuries were reported. It's 2:06.